It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's time for open-ended advice. This is when I put myself out there to try to help you out in any situation that you have. And today we are helping out our girl, Rebecca. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Krista.
Hi, honey. So what is your problem?
Okay, so my husband and I got divorced about a month ago, and I was on Facebook recently, and I realized that he is still friends with my mom, and they are like corresponding back and forth like nothing ever happened. Huh. And I actually confronted her about this, and I told her that just out of respect for me, that she should, you know, unfriend him and should stop corresponding with him. And she disagreed with me and said that they can still have a relationship regardless of if our relationship ended. And we just started getting in an argument over this. So is she right or am I right?
Oh my gosh, girl, you're right. I would say if you had kids, that might be another thing. Maybe she just wants to communicate and see maybe the grandkids. But there's no reason. I mean, it happens. It's an unfortunate thing. You do, you know, have a bond with your mother-in-law or father-in-law when you're with someone for quite some time. I mean, I still believe that they should remain friends and they're allowed to, but not be corresponding through social media. That out of respect for you,
right.
Because you definitely don't want your mom blabbing about personal stuff with your life, with him, which might happen, which he might actually be connecting with her still to try to find out what's going on with you. So I think your mom definitely is in the wrong. And if she can't respect your decision, then perhaps maybe you just block both of them on Facebook and you'd be done with it.
Mm.
Until she comes around. But she should understand that this is your life and this is a hard, you know, this is a hard thing to go through. So divorce. And so you just don't need any kind of connection with him right now.
Right. Yeah. I thought that us establishing this separation between he and I, that she would also respect this and, you know, do the same, especially after I explicitly asked her to do so.
And obviously you guys divorced for a reason. So
right.
If she wants you to be happy, this is part of making you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, girl, I think you just sit her down and express what this really means to you. Maybe she doesn't really get it yet, but I would still say she can have that relationship, but that's just because maybe you guys, walk by and cross paths at one time. But if you have no kids, there's no reason to continue, really. That's my own advice.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.